Okay, before we do the getting to know you section, if you're a Manchester United fan, they are currently leading 4-1 against Real Betis, which is a result they certainly needed. The little jingle or advert you heard there promoting our rugby league coverage, just to let you know, if you go to Radio Warrington's website, under the local tab, there's a new section there that says rugby league coverage, where we're listing all of the games that Gary and Matthew are planning to commentate on this season. The next one is Friday the 17th of March, Warrington v Lee. Over to you, Brian.
Right, now this is the time where we ask a little, I suppose, a little personal questions of our guests. And the first question is always an awkward one when you get an author in. What's your favourite book?
If I want to be cheered up, I go to Terry Pratchett every time.
The Discworld.
Oh, wonderful. Soul Music is fantastic. That's the one I reread most often. I'm really enjoying at the moment outstanding series called Rivers of London by Ben Aronovich, and that combines police procedural with fantasy, and it's very wittily written. He's a great writer.
The other thing, films. I think we discussed that we were discussing another subject off air, and we came up with them. And I'm sure our listeners would love to hear this. And this is from a classics author.
Okay, because it makes me laugh every time and it cheers me up, and it's Miss Congeniality. And I think Sandra Bullock is a fantastic comic actress. Mm. Absolute genius in that. I just love it every time. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last film I really enjoyed, I have to say, was Daniel Craig, Knives Out, and The Glass Onion. Mm-hmm. And they were lovely, quite humorous, a little bit Agatha Christie.
I must admit, I've found that a little bit, at the beginning, I found it a little bit surreal.
Is that the one where they had the box at the star that opened up? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
My daughter recommended it to me, but I struggled with it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did.
Maybe should have stuck it out.
The first one, Knives Out, is better, I think.
Right. Okay.
And it's very funny.
Mm-hmm. Right, the next one, food. Do you have any particular liking of food, or are you...
Well, you're asking someone who's lived for 7 years in Doha, and I've only just got rid of the... Everyone who goes out to the Middle East to live puts on a stone, so I've just managed to get rid of that. But I have never eaten like I ate in Doha, and the food there is just amazing. A dish I would recommend to anyone, if you can get hold of it, it's an Egyptian street food. It's called koshery.
Right.
And it's rice, pasta, lentils, and a spicy tomato sauce. It's fabulous.
We should be looking out for that.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, we've been talking during the programme of the places you've travelled over in the USA, lived in Doha. Have you got a favourite place? Or a favourite area, maybe?
If I could, I think I would go and live somewhere in Tennessee. And if I couldn't go to Tennessee, there's a place called Mystic in Connecticut on the coast. And they are places where real people live, but they're so beautiful as well. And I like the people in Tennessee, and the music's great, of course.
If you do go and live there, I want an invite.
No problem. I'm not sure I can afford the medical insurance. Not on my royalties.
And one of the things we've talked about, of course, is history. I'm really a bit reticent whether I should ask you this question. What's your favourite era? Or if you could live in a particular era, what would it be?
Oh, I wouldn't want to live in them. Can you imagine living in Rome in the first century BC as a woman? Mm. Second-class citizen. Unless I was a very rich girl from a nice top family, I'd have a horrible life. Mm. I'd be dead early from childbirth. All the diseases hanging around. I know they're great for, you know, water supply and hygiene and things like that, but you still die horribly. So much as I love Rome, I would never want to live there.
Right, that's fine. And finally, this is always an interesting one. If you could have a superpower, what would it be? I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I'd like to be invisible, I'd like to fly. And if you had one, what would it like to be?
I This is a dreadful thing to say, and I would regret it, but I would like to be able to read people's minds.
Now, that's a good one, that. We've never had that before.
No, we've not, have we?
Never had that before.
You've never had anyone as nosy as that.
No, I wouldn't say.
It's been a fascinating show. I've not asked you about your being a recognised poet in Qatar, either. You've written poetry, and have you won awards over there or something?
Yes, I won. I've made more money writing poetry in Qatar than I have from four books over here.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a big, big tradition over there. It's taken very seriously. So when the Poetry Centre over there ran competitions for as many languages as they could, because, of course, it's a very cosmopolitan city, and they put down big prize money. I won £2,000.
Wow.
For the English language section. But I had a teenage daughter, so it went very quickly.
Well, some of those poems are on your website, aren't they?
They are,
and
yes.
Remind us once again, your website is?
Fiona Forsyth Author, all one word, .co.uk.
And if anyone's interested in your books, which I'm sure some people will be, because it's you've sold them to us really well.
Thank you.
They sound like great stories. They get them from Amazon.
Yes.
Fiona, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Yes, thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you for letting me talk about Rome.
Any time, and you'll have to come back in again.
Yes, you must come back.
I'd love to.
Just let you know, in on next week's show, Tony Maguire is in again, talking about his brother, the British graphic designer legend Andy Airfix, and in particular his time working with Paul McCartney and Led Zeppelin. We're going to finish tonight with an upbeat song that all three of us like, and I believe your husband likes this too, Fiona.
Yep.
It's Ray Charles and Shake a Tail Feather.